我们从何西阿书第七节开始就看见神用一个和存着怜悯的心思来看他的子民。
And in the chapter 7 of the book of Hosea, we can see that the Lord used a merciful heart to treat his people.
尽管以色列和犹大都在神的面前给神看见人的悖逆。
Even though Judah and Israel, they showed the man's opposition toward God.
但是神还是忍耐地在他们中间，用着神自己的管教来调转他们的脚步。
But God continued to have forbearance among them and use his punishment or use his discipline to turn the footsteps around.
但是一个非常可怜的光景。
But that's a very pitiful condition.
因为在第七节一开始，第七章一开始，我们就看到神心里头的一个很叫神的心过不去的事。
And in the beginning of chapter 7, we can see there's something that caused God's heart to be very sad.
神说我想医治以色列。
God said that I want to heal Israel.
但是当神要医治以色列的时候，以色列在呈现在神面前的不是等候神的医治。
But when God wanted to heal them, but Israel, what they showed was not the waiting to be healed.
而是在神的面前显露他们更多更厉害的愚昧。
But instead, they expose more foolishness before God.
以致神一直在那里诉说他们在神面前的确实。
So God continued to count the shortcomings before him.
一直说到一个地步。
Until this point.
神要把他们交出去。
That God would give them out.
所以我们从第七章开始看到第八章、第九章都是神在这一个范围的里边来指出以色列的愚昧。
So beginning from chapter 7, continuing with chapter 8 and chapter 9, we can see that it's within this boundary that God pointed out their foolishness.
在神指出他们许多方面的愚昧的时候，神很清楚地显明他们落到这样的愚昧里面的那一个根本的原因。
When God was pointing out different areas of the foolishness, God also pointed out the reason of the foolishness.
神说以色列是一个没有翻过的饼。
God said that Israel is a cake not turned.
那是说到他们在神的面前没有一个完整的那个心意。
Which is to say that they, before God, they do not have a complete heart.
没有很准确的用着他们整个的心思去拣选神。
And they did not choose God wholeheartedly.
所以他们好像烤饼的人一样，没有把饼翻过来。
So just like someone who's baking a cake, that they did not turn the cake over.
一边也许是已经烧焦了。
On one side could be burnt.
另外一边还是生的。
And on the other side could be warm.
所以没有作用。
So that's no good to it.
不能供应需要。
It cannot supply the need.
不能解决那种缺欠。
It could not solve any problems.
那为什么会是这个样子呢？
And why would it be like this?
我们已经稍微看过了。
That we have touched upon it earlier.
一个根本的原因，他们没有认定神是他们唯一的主。
A basic foundation of the reason of it is that they did not look at God as their source.
他们三心两意的。
They were double-minded.
你要他们放弃耶和华神，好像他们表面上来，他们没有这样做。
If you ask them to forsake God, the Jehovah God on the surface, they did not do it.
但是实际上呢，他们是把神放在一边。
But in reality, they put God aside.
他们心里所火热的乃是代替神的那些外邦的偶像。
And what they're zealous in their heart is those Gentile gods that they take them to take the place of God.
如果你要把以色列当时的情形来看一下。
And if you look at the condition of the
Israelites. 在宗教这个层面上面。
On the area of religion.
他们是非常 非常的火热。
And they were very zealous.
也表现许许多多的虔诚。
And they have shown most, a lot of piety.
但是这些火热和虔诚。
But this zealousy, the zealousy and the piety, they showed.
并没有一个准确的对象。
They did not have the accurate subject.
他们把这一些宗教上的热情和虔诚全都摆错了位置。
And they misplaced this religious zealousy and this fervency.
那以致神在他们中间给他们的责备是看似很矛盾，但是确实是叫神心里边很难过。
So the rebuke that's given by God, it seems like it's contradictory, but it really set in God's heart.
神说到他们增添祭坛就取罪了。
And when God said that they built more and more altars, that they have accumulated the sins.
神说到他们祭司增越发增加，他们就越发犯罪。
And God said that the number of priests increased and the sins increased also.
那怎么会祭坛增多，祭司增加？那这些都是虔诚的表现呢？
And we would say that the more the altars or the more of the priests, the number of the priests increase, these are manifestations of piety.
为什么会引起神说，你们借着越多，你们得罪神的事情就越厉害了。
And why would these cause God to say the more of these things appear, and the more you have offended God?
原因就是他们那个对象，要侍奉敬拜的对象错了。
The reason is that the subject of the worship was wrong.
用别样来代替了神。
And use other things to take the place of God.
而将神很明显吩咐他们的，在旧约来说就是律法。
And something that God gave them very clearly is the law in the Old Testament.
而他们觉得这些事情跟我们没有关系。
And they feel like it has nothing to do with them.
这是对别人说的，不是对我们说的。
And they feel like this is to someone else, not to us.
他们忘了，神把律法传给以色列人，是用立约的形式来执行的。
They've forgotten God passed down the covenant to the Israelites in a form of covenant.
虽然是在摩西那个时代，神和人立约。
Even though it's during the time of Moses that God established the covenant.
但是神很清楚地说明，是跟他们现在活在神面前的人和他们的子孙立的约。
But God clearly pointed out it's for those who lived before him and also their descendants.
但是在到了那一个时候，就是以色列快要被掳的那一个时候。
And when it got to the time when Israel was about to be taken away, they completely forgotten about this.
他们不再看他们和神中间那个正常的关系。
And they no longer look at the normal relationship with God.
他们只是留意我们在宗教上很热忱。
And they could only see that religiously they are very fervent.
我们对侍奉神的事情很火热。
And they are very, very fervent in terms of serving God.
但是他们却没有留心他们侍奉的对象不是一个准确的对象。
But they did not pay attention that the subject of the service was wrong.
所以神在第八章的里边已经说出了神要追讨他们的罪恶。
So in chapter 8, God said that he would chasten after the sins.
到了第九章，神就在那里提醒他们。
And in chapter 9, God reminded them.
别要因着他们这些不准确的或者说一些败坏人的那些宗教的热情而偷欢喜。
And God reminded them not to be jubilant or happy or rejoice over this religious zeal.
因为他们所以为非常非常满足他们意见的那些宗教的活动全是在神的面前野动神的怒气。
Because all these religious activities that are pleasing to them, they are actually inciting God's wrath.
以致神在整以色列的那一段的日子的里边，给他们许许多多的那个困难。
So that God would cause numerous difficulty or hardship among them.
神给他们许许多多的那个里里外外都受攻击。
And God caused them to have disturbances within and without.
我们记得这一段时间正好就是以色列最末后的那几十年。
And we remember this time period is the very end, the several last decades of Israel.
我们上次已经提了。
And last time we mentioned.
在这段日子里头，他们境内的那个政治的环境非常的混乱。
And during this time, the political environment was very unrest.
外面呢也是给人许多的欺压。
On the outside, they were oppressed by many.
所以在以色列地活着的人一直是在一个非常非常叫人没有盼望的那一种压力的底下来生活。
So those who live in the land of Israel, they are living under a pressure of hopelessness.
但是他们一点都没有领会。
But they did not understand at all.
这些事情的发生的原因在哪里？
The reasons of all these things that are happening.
所以前面七章的时候就说到他们根本就不知道。
So in chapter 7 it says that they did not understand.
甚至头发拔了白了他们都不知道。
Even the hair turned gray, they did not understand.
他们完全没有留意到神的手在那里给他们所受的管教。
They did not see God's hand upon them and the discipline upon them.
以致他们在神的面前不住的堕落。
So that they continue to fall before God.
那因着在神面前的那一个偏离，
And because of them walking astray before God.
加上对外邦偶像的那个接受。
And also the acceptance of Gentile gods.
就引出他们整个的道德生活都是在一个非常糜烂的那种光景里。
And it also caused a downfall of their moral lives.
所以在第九章的里头，神就给他们说了这么一句话。
So in chapter 9, God said these words to them.
那是在在第第八节。
In verse 8.
第八节，神就说出神选召以色列，本来是在以色列的身上要为神显出一些正面的功用的。
And God told them that.The way he chose Israel is to, for Israel to manifest some positive function.
但是结果呢?
But as a result,
就是第九节那里说了，以法莲深深的败坏，如在基比亚的日子一样。
In verse 9 it says, they have sunken deep into corruption as in the days of Gibeah.
耶和华必纪念他们的罪孽，追讨他们的罪恶。
And God will remember their wickedness and punish them for the sins.
那弟兄姊妹们，你特别的留意。这里是说到他们整个社会生活的那个堕落。
It tells of how the entire society is into corruption.
神怎么来说他们的生活上的那个堕落呢？
How did God describe the corruption in the lives?
神把他们带回基比亚的这一个日子。
God brought them back to the days of Gibeah.
什么叫做基比亚的日子呢？
So what are the days of Gibeah?
基比亚的日子是说出件什么事情呢？
And what are the days of Gibeah tell us?
如果我们读四世纪的时候，我们那个印象应该很深的。
And when we read the book of Judges, we should have this deep impression.
当圣灵在那里记录四世纪的日子的时候，那一个很严肃的一句话是什么呢？
When the Holy Spirit make records in the book of Judges, there's one verse or some words that are very prominent.
那是以色列中没有王。
In those days, there's no kings among the Israelites.
个人任意而行。
And everyone does as he pleases.
那没有王就引出了个人任意而行。
Without king, then everybody does what he pleases.
那就说出他们自己就是王了。
Which is to say, they themselves are kings.
自己就是王的那个表明，那是表明在他就是那个标准了。
the expression about them being the kings, which means they became the standards.
只要他觉得对，那就是对了。
As long as he thinks it's right, then it is right.
只要他觉得不对，那就是不对了。
And as long as he thinks it's wrong, then it's not
wrong. 因为他们自己就是王。
Because they themselves are king.
他们就是标准了。
And they are the standards.
他们就是要求了。
And they are the requirements.
如果他们喜欢的，就是对了。
And if they like it, that's correct.
不喜欢的，就是不对了。
And if they dislike it, it's wrong.
那因此在四世纪末了的时候，弟兄姊妹们记得一个很严肃的事情在那里发生了。
So at the end of the book of Judges, there's a solemn matter that happened.
发生在哪里呢？
And where did it happen?
就发生在基比亚。
Which happened in the land of Gibeah.
那就是一个利未人的妻子，给杀害了的那件事情，引动了整个以色列11个支派来对付便雅悯一个支派。
And it was when a Levite's wife was murdered, the 11 tribes of Israel gathered together to deal with Benjamin.
几乎把便雅悯支派都消灭掉了。
Almost destroyed the entire tribe of Benjamin.
那一件事情，弟兄姊妹们，如果我们还记得的话，你就看到他们混乱到一个什么的地步。
And if we still remember this story, we can see how corrupted they are at that time.
道德上固然是一塌糊涂。
And it's corrupted in the area of morale.
但是在敬畏神的事上呢，也不见得像表面现象的那样的准确。
And also in the matter of worshiping God, it's not as correct as it appears in the service.
所以神也就让他们在那段日子里边受了许许多多可以说是苦吧。
So God caused them to suffer a lot during those days.
但神现在到了以色列最末后的那一段日子。
But now when it comes to the end time of Israel.
神就指着他们说，你们回到基比亚了，那个光景去了。
God said to them, return to those days of Gibeah.
那所以结果神就一定要在他们身上有所追讨。
So God will chasten them for sure.
但是当神一宣告他的追讨的时候，
But when God was proclaiming his,
我们就开始看到在神的心思里头的那一种心情是非常非常的难过的。
We can see that it was God was really having a heartache.
所以从第九章的第十节那里头开始，一直到十一章的当中，你就看到神的情绪，神的感觉在那里，用人的话来说，很矛盾，很矛盾，很复杂，很复杂。
So beginning from verse 10 of chapter 9 until chapter 11, we can see God's heart, his emotions and his feelings, very complex.
神不能不下手去管教、鞭打，甚至暂时的放弃以色列。
God cannot help but to chasten, to punish Israel for a while.
但是在另一面，神又非常不甘心这样做。
But on the other hand, God was not willing to do it.
但是神又不能不做。
But God could not but to do it.
所以如果我们从这段话的里头去领会到神的心情，
So if we could understand God's heart within these words,
我们能体会得到以色列当时在神面前叫神的伤痛到了一个什么样的地步。
That we could understand how Israel caused God to be so sad at that time.
不过我们看圣灵把何西阿的信息留下来，不是单单让我们知道当日以色列惹神怒气的那种光景。
But the Holy Spirit gave us the message through Hosea, not only to let us see how the Israelites was inciting God's wrath at that time.
也很明显的给我们看到，神要让所有读经的人，当然到现在来说，就是神自己的教会，也得要从历史的里面来看见一些很严肃的事。
But God wants those who study His words, including the church today, to see something very solemn.
怎么样才叫做侍奉神呢？
What does it mean to serve God?
侍奉神是侍奉一个什么样的光景呢？
And under what condition can we serve God?
外面的活动，外面的宗教的火热，能不能就等于 人在神的面前蒙神的纪念呢？
And religious activities on the outside or religious zeal, does that mean、we are serving God?
哦，弟兄姊妹们，这些，当我们读何西阿的时候，我们会看到列王记末了以色列的那种光景。
And when we read the book of Hosea, we could see the condition in the book of Kings, the second Kings, the later half of it.
那个光景当然是旧约的历史。
And the conditions was the history of the Old Testament.
但是在这些旧约的历史的里面，却是带着一个属灵的原则。
But the history of the Old Testament has a spiritual principle.
这个属灵的原则就超越了新约和旧约的时间上的区别。
And this spiritual principle surpasses the difference between the Old and the New Testament.
那里给我们很清楚的看见，如果我们要侍奉神，那个侍奉神的实际是在哪里。
It let us see very clearly, if you want to serve God, what is the reality of serving God?
侍奉神不能只有外面的动作。
If you want to serve God, you cannot just have outward
faith. 侍奉神一个顶重要的关键乃是所侍奉的必须是神的旨意。
Important key point of serving God is that if you want to serve God, you have to serve His will.
你说那要神的旨意很明确的在那里显出来。
And for God's will to be manifested very clearly.
首先，你必须要确定你侍奉的对象是这位又真又活的神。
And first, you have to be very sure that the subject of your service is this true and living God.
如果侍奉的对象不明确。
If the subject of your worship or serving is not correct.
那说神侍奉神的旨意那是空话。
And that you're just saying in vain when you say you're serving God.
如果离开了神的旨意。
If we depart from God's will.
所有的宗教的活动都和侍奉神不发生关系。
All the religious activities has nothing to do with serving God.
那当所以当我们读到旧约先知的这些信息的时候
，So when we read all the messages of the prophets in the
Old Testament, 我们不是单单看见从前历史上神怎么向他的百姓说话
，We should not only look at how in history God talked to His people.
我们也听见神在这一个时代的里头，神用同样的话。来对这一个世代的神的儿女们说话。
And we also need to hear, be able to hear that God used the same words to speak to His people nowadays.
那我们来看看，从第九章的第十节开始，你开始看见神摆出他心里面的那种伤痛。
Let's begin with verse 10 in chapter 9, how we can see God's heart and His sadness within His heart.
你看到神在拣选人的时候，神把他的心意是怎样的放在人的身上
？When God chose man, how He put His heart upon man？
这一个心思从第九章的当中，一直到第十一章的当中，反复的神在那里从不同的角度来表达出来。
And His heart was expressed in different ways from chapter 9 to chapter 11。
那么我们先看第九章的开始的那时候神怎么说话。
Let's first look at the beginning of chapter 9.
第十节呢
Verse 10.
主说我遇见以色列如葡萄在旷野。我看见你们的列祖如无花果树上春季初熟的果子。
When I found Israel, it was like finding grapes in the desert. When I saw your fathers, it was like seeing the early fruit on the fig tree.
什么意思
？What does that mean？
弟兄姊妹，如果你从现实的那个环境来看
，My sisters, if you look at it from a reality
point of view， 你就知道那个意思了。
Then you can understand the meaning。
在旷野遇见葡萄。
That you find grapes in the desert。
换一句话来说
，In other words，
在干旱无水之地得着甘甜。
In the dry land without water, you find some water.
弟兄姊妹，你说这个滋味是好受还是不好受
？And brothers, would you say this is a good feeling or not?
是满而喜乐，还是满脸的忧伤
？Is it full of joy or full of sadness?
不用说，我们都知道。
And without saying it, we all know this.
那实在是叫人满足喜乐的那种 景况。
Indeed, it is a condition that caused men to rejoice.
就如同春季初熟的无花果。
It's also like seeing early fruit on the fig tree.
经过一个严寒的冬天。
After a cold, severe summer, winter.
果实稀少的日子。
And the fruits are scarce.
现在得着了初熟的果子。
Now we have the early fruits.
真能解决人的那个缺欠呢？
You can take care of the lacking of man.
弟兄姊妹们，当我们留意到这些情景的时候，
and brothers and sisters, when we look at
these conditions, 你留意到长久以来，
you can see for a long time,
神在地上所缺少的、所短缺的是什么？
What God lacks on earth, what are those?
我们常常都会有这样的了解。
And we usually have this understanding.
尤其是我们读诗篇的时候，我们更容易领会的这一个。
Especially when we read the book of Psalms, we can understand this very easily.
人以为上神献祭是给神面子。
And people feel that if they sacrifice to God, they are paying him honor.
但是神就在那里说。
But God said.
神一点都不是因为有缺欠，所以人上他献祭的时候，神有所得着，神就很欢喜。
It's not because God is in lack of anything, so he would be pleased when man sacrificed to him.
神说出他心里的那个光景。
That God spoke of his condition within.
他先说天上的牛是他的，万山上的羊也是他的。
He said that all the cattle and the herds belong to him.
对于那个寄生本身来说，他什么都不，他一点都没有缺欠。
That he has no lacking for the sacrifices.
他根本就不稀罕烧在坛上的那些牛羊牲畜。
And he's not pleased of anything that's burned on for sacrifices.
但是我们说，那献祭是神要的人在那里做的。
But we would say that sacrifice is ordained or is set up by God for man to do.
不错。
It's correct.
献祭是神叫人做的。
And to sacrifice is ordered by God.
但是神叫人做，你去献祭不是因为神短缺，所以你来补足神的需要。
But it does not mean that God has any lacking that we need to sacrifice to fill the lack.
如果人从眼见来看，他们只看见神有短缺，神需要牛需要羊，我们就给他献祭。
So from man's point of view, they said that God, there's a lack in God, so that's why we have to sacrifice the cattle and the sheep so that we can fill the lacking of God.
不然的话，为什么神要我们献祭呢？
Because otherwise, why would God ask us to sacrifice?
但是我们感谢主。
But we thank the Lord.
我们的确是领会神是有缺欠，但是不是缺欠牛羊。
But we do understand God has a lacking, but it's not a lacking for the animals.
神的缺欠是什么？
And what is his lacking?
缺欠在地上的人有一个准确的认识来向着他。
He is in lack of people on earth having a correct understanding of him.
神在人中间的确是有缺欠。
And there is a lacking of God among men.
那个缺欠就是人不认识神，不知道要去侍奉他、敬拜他。
The lacking is that men do not understand God, that they do not know how to worship him and serve him.
去尊他为主。
And to respect him as God.
那所以在旧约的时候，神借着律法把人带到献祭的那个定规上面。
So through the law in the Old Testament, that God has used this offering to bring
back to him. 如果你从眼见那个方面来看，好像就是那里把牛把羊献给神。
And from what we can see with our eyes, it's as if there's the cattle, as the sheep there for God.
当然从旧俗的预表上面来说，我们知道牛羊乃是表明神的儿子的所作。
But as a type of salvation, we know that the animals signify what the Son of God has done.
唯有把人带回神的面前。
It's an order to bring man back to God.
那这是在预表上面看那个献祭的事。
So this is how we can look at offering.
但弟兄姊妹们，你特别要注意的。
But brothers, this is what you need
to take note of. 当神看献祭的事的时候。
When God looks at offering.
他固然是看到 那些牛羊所预表的他的儿子的所作。
That of course he would look at this, the type of these sacrifices as what his son has done.
但是神更重要的看见的是那些献祭的人，他用什么心情来做献祭的事。
But more importantly, God is looking at those who offer the sacrifices. What kind of hearts do they have when they sacrifice?
所以弟兄姊妹，你看到五祭的时候，头一个祭是什么？
So when we look at the five offerings, what is the first offering?
头一个祭就是燔祭嘛。
The first one is the burnt offering.
那燔祭是什么呢？
So what is the burnt offering?
我们很清楚从主的话里头看到，燔祭就是人来到神的面前求神的悦纳。
And in God's words, we can clearly see that burnt offering is for men to come before God and to seek his, to please him.
那透过求神悦纳的这一个点，
And through this point of pleasing God,
你能体会得到那个来到神面前寻求神悦纳的人，他是肯定神的那个准确的地位。
You could see the person who comes before God and sacrifices a burnt offering, he's there to acknowledge the correct position of God.
所以他才来寻求他的悦纳。
So that he would come and try to please him.
那进一步呢，再说到。
And to one step further.
他也知道来到神面前悦纳是没有办法靠着人的本身所有。
And he know that in order to please God, we cannot only rely on what we have.
所以必须要照着神所指定的方法。
So it has to follow God's order.
啊，这就牵到那个祭物和献祭的条例了。
Then it will lead us into the sacrifices, the animals.
啊，我们感谢神。
And the regulations, so we thank God.
一碰到那个祭物和献祭的条例的时候，
When we come across the sacrifices and
the regulations, 我们非常清楚地晓得那是神的儿子显出来了。
Very clearly, we can see the manifestation of God's Son.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
他借着献祭的这一件事情，把人带到一个非常非常，甚至我们可以说是绝对准确的要求的底下来寻求神，来侍奉神。
Through the matter of offering, he brings us back to a very accurate position to seek him and to serve him.
而神在人的中间是有缺欠。
There's a lacking of God among men.
不是物质的缺欠。
But it's not a material lacking.
是什么缺欠？
And what kind of lacking is it?
是缺欠真正认识神是神的人这样的缺欠。
It's a lacking of those who truly know God.
是那当我们了解到神这样的心思的时候，
And when we understand God's
heart, 你再来看神说我遇见以色列的时候好像葡萄在旷野。
And we come back to look at this verse, when I found Israel, it was like finding grapes in the desert.
我看见你们列祖的时候好像无花果春季初熟的果子。
And when I saw your fathers, it was like seeing the early fruit on the fig tree.
我们感谢我们的神。
We thank our God.
在神拣选以色列的时候，
When God chose Israel,
神的心是存着这样的一个意念来看蒙拣选的以色列。
And God has this heart desire to how he looked at the people he chose.
而同样的说出神在选召新约的教会的时候，神也是同样带着这样的心思。
It tells us when God chooses church in the New Testament, he has the same heart desire.
但是当日的以色列在这一件事情上没有满足神的心意。
But in those days, Israel did not satisfy God's heart.
就像也有点像现在称为教会的团体也不见得完全的能满足神的心意。
It's similar to those who call church nowadays. They cannot completely satisfy God's heart.
所以我们看当日的以色列就来反映到今天教会在神的面前的追求该有的一点警觉。
So when we look at Israel at that time, that we can reflect on how we should be careful in pursuing after God nowadays.
那我们看神对以色列的拣选是这样。
And we can see how God chose Israel in
this way. 那以色列在神面前的回应又是怎么样呢？
But what is the response of Israel before God?
弟兄姊妹，你看下去你就看到。
And brothers and sisters, when you read on, you can find out.
你光是从字句上你就叫我们看到人叫人失望。
But when you look at the words, you can see that man will cause disappointment to man.
人也动神的怒气。
And man will incite the wrath of God.
人使神伤心。
That man will cause God's heart to be saddened.
那你留意到，神的话一转就说。
And you see that God's
heart turned around. 他们却转到巴利那里去。
Turned around and said that when they came to Baal,
他们就转到拜偶像的事情里去。
And they turned around to idol worshiping.
他们把神所赏赐给他们的那些祝福，都变成满足偶像的那些物件。
They changed the blessings from God to the material things of worshiping idols.
哦，弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
你留意从字句上就说出了神心里面的那个感觉真的不好受。
And you can see in the words that tells us how in, within God's heart, he's not feeling very joyous.
以致神很重的在那里给他们管教给他们鞭打。
So that God was there to give his heavy punishment to them.
而甚至神在那里宣告神要站起暂时的放弃他们
to a point that God would proclaim that he would forsake them for a while
让他们漂流在列国当中
so they would be carried around in nations among the nations
弟兄姊妹我们记得
but sister remember
何西阿先知是跟耶利米先知有相当时间是重叠在一起的
the prophet Hosea and the prophet Jeremiah there are time period that's overlap among them
何西阿在以色列说神要他说的话。
Hosea proclaimed the words given by God among Israel.
耶利米是在犹大说神托付他说的话。
And Jeremiah was among Judah to speak the words of God.
但是你看到他们两个人所说的话，有很多雷同的地方。
But when you look at the words that they spoke, there are some, they're very similar.
虽然听话的对象不一样。
Even though the subject or the audience are different.
但说话的那个说他所说出神的话确实有相当相似的地方。
But the words are very similar.
都是说到神的公义神的圣洁不允许人在那里去伤害。
They both said that the man cannot trespass over God's righteousness and holiness.
如果人的愚昧真的是把神逼到神的底线的时候。
And if man's foolishness truly forced God to his baseline.
神虽然不甘心但是神也不能不伸出手来管教来鞭打。
Even though God's not willing, but he had to stretch out his hand to punish.
对他所拣选起初来叫他得着喜乐和满足的那些选民也暂时的落在神的放弃里。
So the, his chosen people who are supposed to please him and satisfy him, now they have to fall into a condition they will be forsaken.
那当我们转到第十章的时候
But when we come to chapter 10,
然后我们就看到一些事情把神心里面的那种难受做深一层的表达。
And we can see that the heartache of God was manifested even deeper in chapter 10.
因为在第十章以前
Because before chapter 10,
神是说到他们外面的那种光景。
God was talking about the exterior, or the external condition.
到了第十章的时候
But when it comes to chapter 10,
神就说到他们里面的光景
And God talks about the conditions within
那也指出为什么他们会有外面的那种败坏堕落呢
And it also tells us why they have this corruption without
因为他们里面的那个光景先堕落先败坏了
And it was because the conditions within corrupted first
我们留意第十章一开始怎么说
Let's take note of the beginning of chapter 10.
那里说以色列是茂盛的葡萄
Says Israel was a spreading vine.
结果繁多
He brought forth fruit for himself.
果子越多就越增添祭坛
As his fruit increased, he built more altars.
弟兄姊妹我起初读中文的时候读中文圣经的时候
But this is in the beginning when I read the Chinese version.
我心里是有一个这个想法
I had this feeling within.
我以为神是在这里说到过去的以色列。
I thought God was talking about Israel in the past.
但是当我一对照其他的版本的时候
，But when I read this against other versions，
我就发觉神不是在那里说过去的以色列。
And I found out that God wasn't talking about Israel in the past。
神是说当时的以色列。
God was talking about Israel at that time。
或者说是从以色列蒙拣选的时候开始。一直到神借着何西俄先知说话的那个时候的以色列。
It's Israel between the time that it was chosen until the time that the prophet Hosea was speaking.
因为神说以色列是繁茂的葡萄树，结满了累累的果子的时候，是说到当时的以色列。
Because when God said Israel was a spreading vine and brought forth much fruit, He's talking about Israel at that time.
当然我们知道的。
And we all understand this.
我们从生命记上很清楚地了解的。
From the book of Deuteronomy, we could understand this.
以色列如果他们能有丰收，
If Israel can have a good harvest,
那是神纪念他们的结果。
That's a result of God's remembrance.
当然在生命记的里面，
But in the book of Deuteronomy,
神也说出他们蒙纪念的那个条件是他们必须站在神的一边。
And God says that the conditions of being remembered by Him that is that they have to stand on
God's side. 如果他们站在神的一边，
If they stand on God's side,
那神的祝福就源源不绝地显明在他们当中。
Then God's blessing will continue and without ceasing.
如果他们在神面前站错了地位，
But if they stand in the wrong position before God,
神也就用各种各样的环境来提醒他们，
Then God will remind them with different conditions,
让他们知道我们错了，
that so that they would know that they're wrong.
但是不管怎么样，
But no matter what,
你能看到一件事情，
You can see one thing.
如果以色列人活在以色列地，活在迦南地，
If the Israelites live in the land of Israel or in the land of Canaan,
他们那个祝福的源头乃是神的自己。
The source of blessing is God Himself.
那按照立约的事情来说，
According to the covenant,
以色列那个时候是不配接受神的祝福的。
Israel at that time they are not worthy of receiving a blessing from God.
但是我们很明显地看到一件事。
But very clearly we can see.
我们从列王记从历代志上面看到一个事实。
From the book of Kings and the Chronicles.
神的百姓没有走迷的时候，神的祝福在他们中间是大大的显出来。
When the people of God, they were not walking astray, the blessings of God was manifested greatly.
神的百姓走迷的时候，神是给他们管教。
And when the people of God walk astray, God would give them discipline.
但是我们确实很多处看见。
But in many places we can see.
当神的百姓落到神的管教里的时候，
When the people of God fall under His discipline,
神的恩典和神的纪念对他的百姓没有停止。
God's grace and His remembrance never stopped.
明明的暗暗的神仍然在那里把祝福堆给他们。
Openly or hiddenly, God would give them the blessings.
所以先知以赛亚就这样说。
So the prophet Isaiah said this.
若不是耶和华为我们存留余种，
If it wasn't for God to give us remnants,
我们早已完全的 灭亡了。
That we would have been completely wiped out.
那为什么能保存下来？
And how could that be that they still have
神暗暗的
纪念 be able to save themselves?
神恩典里面的怜悯。
It's because God has certainly remembered them.
就算在以色列他们走迷的时候，神仍然没有完全断绝他们从神那里得一点的供应。
So even though during the days when Israel was walking astray, they did not have any lacking in God's supplies.
我们记得我们就说到读何西俄书的时候，说到当时何西俄开始说话的时候，就是耶罗波安第二做王的时候，罗伯安第二做王的时候。
And we mentioned the beginning of the book of Hosea, it was during the reign of Rehoboam.
那当我们读到列王记下的时候，
And when we read the Second Kings,
你读到有一件事情。
And you can see one thing there.
那个时候以色列已经是受外 受外敌的那个压迫是非常的厉害的，失去了很多的地方。
And Israel lost a lot of lands because of the oppression of the enemies.
但是神的话在那里怎么记载呢？
But what did God's word say?
耶和华纪念连续他的百姓。
God remembered.
看见他们的愁苦。
And have compassion upon his people and see the suffering.
就借着先知约拿在那里宣告。
And through the prophet Jonah, he proclaimed.
以色列有一些失去的那个地图。神要把他们归还给他们。
And God will return some of the lands that are lost by Israel.
那结果后来你就看到了，就在这个罗伯安做王的时候，他就把许多以色列失去的那个土地都收回来。
And during the reign of Rehoboam, that we can see is during his time that he took back some of the lands that are lost.
按理来说，以色列那个时候离开神那么远。神还纪念他干什么呢？
According to reasons, you would say that Israel has departed from God for so far away. Why would God remember them?
早晚都要落在神的放弃的底下。
Sooner or later, they would be forsaken by God.
早点放弃，还省得叫神那么长久的忍受心思上的难处。
So if they were forsaken sooner, that they would save God the time to remember them or to bear with them.
当然这是人的想法。
And this is man's thinking.
我早晚都要把他们丢掉，那就早丢掉，省得苦，广东话就说眼冤啊，就是不叫我眼睛受苦啊。
So the big,we would say that why would God forbear them for so long? Because sooner or later he will forsake them. So why don't we do it sooner?
人的想法跟神的想法常常是不一样的。
But man's thinking is always different from God's.
人忍受不了的时候，神还是觉得他仍旧在那里忍耐。
When man thinks that they cannot forbear anymore, God say that he could still forbear.
那现在我们就来看到了。
Now we can see this.
那以色列神说他们是丰盛的葡萄树。
God said that Israel was a spreading vine.
不是过去他们蒙跟神关系好的时候是葡萄树。
It's not that when the relationship was good with God, they were a vine.
现在他们离弃神了，地位站错了，神还承认他是他们。是葡萄树。
But now that they have forsaken God and they were standing in the wrong position, God
still, 并且还结果繁多。
God still say that they're spreading vine and
但是叫神心里面很难过的。
But they cause much sadness in God's heart.
他说果子越多就越增添祭坛。
God said as his fruit increased, he built more altars.
弟兄姊妹们，我们上面第八章的时候不是说了吗？
But this is in chapter 8, we've mentioned this.
11节那里说以法莲增添祭坛取罪。
In verse 11, though Ephraim built many altars for sin offerings.
那增添祭坛这件事情在人看是好事，在神看是很得罪神的事。
In man's eyes, building more altars is a good thing, but for God, it's a sinning against him.
不管你用哪个角度来看增添祭坛。
No matter from what point of view do you look at this matter of
increasing
altars.
你用律法的角度来看增添祭坛。
If you look at it from the law's point of view.
仍然是得罪神的。
It's still sinning against God.
因为从律法上面来看。
Because from the law.
祭坛只能有一个。
There should be only one altar.
就是在圣殿里。
Which is in the temple.
你在圣殿的祭坛以外增添祭坛，这个是抵触律法的。
If you build any other altars other than the one in the temple, it's against the law.
弟兄姊妹记得弥数记末了的时候，河东的两个半支派几乎跟河西的九个半支派打起来。那就是为了一个祭坛的问题。
In the book of Numbers, we remember that those two and a half tribes in the east of the rivers, they almost fought with those other tribes. It's because of the altars.
如果你按照律法的角度来看，增添祭坛也是不准确。
According to the law, it's not correct to increase the number of altars.
若是你回到当时的以色列增添祭坛的事呢？
And when you go back to that time for Israel to build more altars, it's very clearly something that against God. Because the altars that they build is not Jehovah's altars. Even if it's altars for the Lord, it's still wrong. And needless to say, these altars are not for the Lord. It's the altars for Baal. It's the altars for the golden calf. It's altars for gentle gods.
把他们在以色列地所承受的祝福都拿到那些偶像那的面前去献上。
They place the blessings received in the land of Israel in front of the foreign gods, to the idols.
好像在那里承认一件事。
As if they're acknowledging one
thing. 我们现在所承受一切的祝福，哦，都是巴利你所赏赐的。
The blessings they enjoy now is given by Baal.
而都是金牛犊所赏赐。
It's given by the golden calf.
而都是亚瑟拉所赏赐。
It's also from Asherah.
好，弟兄姊妹，不管他是摆上哪一个偶像的名字。
It doesn't matter which idol's name they place.
那都是把那个赐福的源头弄错了。
That they are wrong in terms of the source of blessing.
一切祝福的源头是耶和华神自己。
The source of blessing is Lord God himself.
现在以色列在那里承受神的祝福，承受神的怜悯，他们却把这一个侍奉敬拜转到偶像那里去。
But now that Israel has received blessings from God and now, but then they turn around.
明确的在那里用偶像来代替耶和华神。
They turn around to the idols and replace God with the idols.
不单是敬拜的对象代替耶和华神。
Not only is the subject of worship, it takes the place of the Lord.
连神的所事和所做也给偶像来代替。
But also who God is and what he does is they also replaced by the idols.
那不止这样。
Not only this.
他说地上越肥美，地土越肥美。
It says that as his land prospers.
他们就越造美丽的柱像。
He adorned his sacred stones.
这个柱像啊，我想用近代的一些话来说，那就是图腾了。图腾是什么？图腾就是很多拜偶像的那些拜偶像的，他们就像我这里所发的柱像。
The sacred stones or another translation.
他们立了许多的柱像，但是那些柱像就是在那里表达那个他们所侍奉敬拜的偶像。
The sacred stones are the statues. They are there to manifest the idols that they worship.
在这里有什么地方可以看到图腾啊？我记得不太清楚。如果你到 Yosemite 去，在路上靠近 Yosemite 的时候，你会看到有些图腾。
And if you go to Yosemite, you might be able to see these statues.
你看见天安门的那个前面的那些图片。
If you look at the pictures in front of Tiananmen Square,
你会看到在他那在那那那个天安门广场的那里头有一些叫做华表的东西。
And you might see some
也是就是柱像的
some displayed some statues before the in front of Tiananmen Square.
那说得清楚一点，那就是一些代表偶像的一些表号。
And there are some symbols that represent the idols.
那弟兄姊妹，你看到神给他们许多的祝福。
And brothers, you can see God gave them much blessing. 结果
他们就把神给他们的祝福弄到去表达偶像的那种权柄、荣耀、能力的那方面去了。
But they turned God's blessing to something that manifests the power of the idols.
那所以神在这里很，你留意这几句话的时候，你留意到。
If we pay attention to these words, you could see God's heart.
不赐福给他们，神心里过不去。
if God doesn't give them blessing, that God could not do with it.
虽然那个时候神赐福给他们，以按照他们活正常的活在神的面前，已经是减少了。
And even though the blessings is given by God according to a normal standard, it has decreased.
但是对他们来说，他仍然是在那里享用神的丰富。
But for them, they are still enjoying God's abundance.
但他们却是把神所给他们的一点点的丰富，拿到偶像的面前去承认偶像的地位和权柄。
But they turn around and bring these blessings from God to acknowledge the position or the status of the idols.
所以神说他们的心已经不在神的那里。
So God said that their heart is no longer in Him.
我们中文就说他们心怀二意。
In Chinese it says they are double-minded.
但圣经的原来说的他们的心都已经分开了。
But in the original version is that their heart has departed.
从神的面前离开分散到各种各样的偶像那里去了。
They have departed from God and dispersed into all kinds of idols.
这种光景就让神说我没有办法不定他们的罪。
So because of this condition, God said that I cannot but to condemn the sin.
我必定要对付他们。
That I must deal with them.
拆毁他们的祭坛和拆毁他们的柱像。
To demolish the altars and the sacred stones.
那当神这样对付他们的时候
，When God deal with them that way，
那以色列的反应是怎么样呢
？What is the reaction of Israel？
因为如果我们读这里的话的时候，你有是有点不大容易了解究竟他在那说什么。
When we read these words, it could be difficult for us to understand the meaning.
那我试着把我的领会来交通给弟兄姊妹们。
And I'll try to share, brothers and sisters, my understanding.
那么当他们用神的赐福来去侍奉偶像的时候
When they use God's blessing to serve idols
神就来管教他们
But God disciplined them
那当神管教他们的时候
When God was disciplining them
他们的反应是什么呢
What is the reaction?
这就神就用他们说的话来说出他们里面的光景
God used the words spoken by them to illustrate the inner condition.
他们就说了
And they said.
我们中文圣经就把它肯定的更厉害了。必说了。
In Chinese version, it says verse 3 says they say for sure.
没有那么严重。
But in the original meaning, it's not so severe.
他们就说。
Then they will say.
说什么呢
？And what did they say?
我们没有王。
We have no king.
因为我们不要敬畏耶和华。
Because we did not revere the Lord.
什么时候不敬畏耶和华呢
？And when did they not revere the Lord?
我们一直以来就不敬畏耶和华。
That we have never revered the Lord.
因为这里是说到他们从过去一直到当时的。
Because here it talks about from the past until now. 因为我们
一直以来就不敬畏耶和华。
That we have never revered the Lord.
王吗？
For a king?
他能为我们做什么?
What could he do for us?
那这个王 是指谁?
And this king, who is this king pointing at?
是接着上面所说的。
It continues. It followed what's ahead of it. It's the Lord.
我们没有王。
That we do not, we have no king.
因为我们从来就不敬畏耶和华。
Because we have never revered the Lord.
他要做我们的王。
If he wants to be our king.
弟兄姊妹注意。
My sisters take note.
这个时候士师记还没有出来。
At this time, the book of Judges are not there yet.
因为士师记是在犹大被掳回来以后才记录出来。
Because the book of Judges was recorded after Israel was brought back from exile.
但是弟兄姊妹你注意。
And Burns, take note.
士师记的那一种心情，老早就在以色列人的身上存留着。
The feelings or emotions of the book of Judges has already appeared in the people of Israel.
我们没有王。
We did not have a king.
从开头我们就没有王。
From the very beginning, we did not have a king.
我们根本就不需要王。
And we don't need a king.
当然，起初神被 带领以色列人出埃及的时候，神没有定义要他们有王。
Of course, in the beginning, God did not give them a king when He brought them out of Egypt.
所以他们说他们没有王，你也不能说他说错。
So if they say that they have no king, you cannot say they're wrong.
但是这是眼见的环境的结论。
But this is only a conclusion drawn by what's seen.
神老早在西乃山的时候开始，已经显明神是他们的王。
Because on the Mount of on Mount Sinai, God has already manifested He's the king.
神没有用他自己的人眼睛能见的那个形象来在他们中间显明他是王。
That God did not manifest Himself as a king with what's visible in
man's eyes. 但神确实用借着律法在他们中间显明神是他们的王。
But through the law that God has manifested He's their king.
但在四世纪的里边，弟兄姊妹，你就记得嘛。
But in the
他们中间以那时以色列中没有王。
In the book of Judges, Francis, remember, there's no king among Israel.
现在在以色列快要被掳以前，他们也是这样说。我们本来就没有王。
But now, before they were put into exile, they said that we have no king.
我们一直以来就不敬畏耶和华神。
Because we did not revere the Lord.
他有什么了不起？
He's not that great.
他要做我们的王。
And he wants to be our king.
那他能为我们做什么事呢？
What can he do for us?
弟兄姊妹，你就看到了。
That you can see.
以色列人心思里面是用一个什么的心情和态度来向着这一位领他们出埃及进迦南的神。
That what kind of heart and attitude the Israelites had toward this God who led them out of Egypt?
你连接到上边，神拣选他们的时候，神纪念他们的时候，神怎么来供应他们的时候。
And if you connect this to when during the time when God chose them and to choose them and lead them.
而他们在神面前是用这样的心思说话来回应神。
But they responded to God with such attitude in his heart.
你可以了解得到神的心思是何等的难受。
And you could see how hurtful God is within him.
所以结果神在那里就说他们一直是一些撒谎的百姓。
So God says here that they are the people that take false oaths.
神是用着各样的管教的方法来调转他们的脚步。
And God uses all kinds of disciplines to turn their footsteps around.
但是他们一点都不醒悟。
But they are not awakened at all.
他们却把神给他们管教的手看作那只不过是我们倒霉。
And they look at the hand of discipline from God as if something like they are having a bad luck.
这些倒霉的事情我们可以想办法从人那里得到一些帮助。
And they look at this bad luck as something they could seek help from man.
那因此你看到你回到那个以色列最幕后的那段历史的时候你看得很清楚。
And we look at the last part of history of Israel, you can see very clearly.
他们跟亚兰联盟。
That they allied with Aram.
他们求助于亚述。
And they seek help from Assyria.
然后他们觉得我这样去靠近那当时的强国。
And they feel that if they stay close to the strong nations.
我也和那个邻舍的那个亚兰结盟。
And then they would have Aram, the neighboring nation, as an ally.
亚兰当时也算是一个强大的国家。
And Aram was a pretty strong nation at that time.
那我就安全了。
Then they think that they would be safe.
甚至安全到一个地步。
It's so safe to a point.
他跟亚兰人联手去攻打犹大。
They united with Aram to attack Judah.
去骚扰犹大，他也有胆量去做。
That they were bold enough to disturb Judah.
他们完全忘记了，他们是以色列神所拣选十二个支派里头的一部分。
They have completely forgotten they are part of the 12 tribes of Israel chosen by God.
他们又连接那些拜偶像的民 的国家来对付自己的弟兄。
That they have connected with those idol worshipping nations to deal with their own brothers.
那这就是末后的那个以色列。
And this is Israel in the last days.
但是神说。
But God said.
你尽管去依靠人。
You can count on men.
你尽管去把神完全的忘记。
And you can completely forget about God.
但是你会看到一个结果。
But you will see this result.
那个结果就是
And the result is
羞辱要归于你们自己。
The shame or disgrace will be for you.
你们所有的计谋都不能成就。
And all your schemes or your plans cannot be fulfilled.
但是可怜的事情是什么？
But what's pitiful is that
当神的手那样重落在他们身上的时候
When God's hand is so heavy upon them
他们没有回转
They did not return or repent
他们没有一点的受光照的心思
And they were not enlightened at all
他们相反的向神更刚硬
On the contrary, they were even more stiff-necked before God
这种刚硬是表达在哪里呢
And this stiff-neckedness, how was it manifested?
表达在第八节的最末了那两句话
It's manifested in the last two sentences of verse 8
当神管教他们
When God disciplined them
叫他们整个国都不成国的时候
And the nation is no longer a nation
民不聊生的时候
And when the people are having a very difficult time
逃难也没处可逃的时候
And they have nowhere to escape
他们的心仍然没有归回神
And their hearts are not turned around to a God
他们忘记了一切的难处是神按着生命记立约的所定来显明在他们身上来调转他们的脚步
And they have forgotten that all those hardships are brought forth by the covenant that's established in the book of Deuteronomy
那当他们碰到这样严厉的事情的时候
And when they encounter such severe matters
他们的反应就是逃避神
Their reaction was to run away from God
这个是我们可以完全理解
And we could understand this completely
因为亚当跟夏娃他们得罪神以后他们头一件行动就是逃避神
Because after Adam and Eve sinned against God the first thing they do is to run away from God
但是亚当夏娃逃避神还存着一个敬畏神的心
But when Adam and Eve and when they were avoiding God they still have a heart of fear
他们躲到树林里
They hid in the forest.
他们不敢见神的面。
And they dare not to see God's face.
但当神呼召他们的时候，他们还是出来。
But when God called them, they came out.
但是你看那个时候的以色列。
But when you look at Israel at that time.
当神的管教临到的时候。
When God's discipline was upon them.
他们就说了。
They said.
对大山说，遮盖我们。
They would say to the mountains, cover us.
对小山说，倒在我们的身上。
And to the hills, fall on us.
弟兄姊妹们，这个话，我们在新约的里边也有一个地方是几乎相同的文字的。弟兄姊妹记得在哪里出现吗
？And brothers, you remember there are similar words that's in the New Testament.
那是在启示录第六个印。
Which is in Revelation, the sixth seal.
那个时候地上的那些抵挡神的人所说出的话。
And these are said by those who oppose God on earth.
是一个源头也一个内容。
It's from the same source and the same content.
弟兄姊妹什么意思
Brothers and sisters, what does that mean?
我们如果用简单的话来说就是。
To put it simply,
轻的来说就是逃避神。
To put it lightly is that they are running away from God.
说的准确一点的。
And to put it more accurately.
死不悔改。
That they would not repent.
神，那你击打我，你击打吧。
That God go ahead and discipline us.
我就是不承认你是神。
I will not acknowledge that you are God.
我就不转回来归向你。
That I would not repent and return to you.
我还坚持我的，我所做的是对的。
And I would insist what I do is right.
现在你是神，你来击打我，我没有你力气那么大，我只好逃避。
Now you are God and I'm not as strong as you, so when you strike me, then I have to run away. But how do I escape?
你到哪里去逃避呢？
Where do you escape?
那时候大山啊，遮盖我。
Then they will say to the mountains, cover us.
小山啊，倒在我们身上。
And to the hills, fall on us.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
山能遮盖他吗？
Can the mountains cover them?
小山能倒在他身上，就是叫神看不见他吗？
And can the hills fall on them so that God cannot see them?
当然没有人能在神的监察的里边躲开。
Of course, under God's watching, nobody can escape.
但是问题不是在这个逃避神的监察。
But the issue is not that they are trying to escape
God's
watching.
问题说大山啊遮盖我，那个结果是什么？
But the issue is, when the mountains cover them, what is the result?
我们说的严肃一点。
To put it more severely.
用不好听的话来说。
To put it with words that's not pleasing to the ears.
无存呢。
That you cannot even find the corpse.
大山压下来，你还不成肉渣吗？
When the mountain covers you, you will be crushed.
还有你这个人吗？
And your body will not exist anymore.
你还能存留吗？
How, you cannot be saved anymore.
小山遮盖的时候，
and when the hills fall on them,
如果他能把人遮盖的，那个结果跟大山，小山倒在他身上，跟大山遮盖，那个结果是一样。
When the hills fall on them or the mountains cover them, the result is the same.
粉身碎骨。
That they will be all crushed.
那说出什么？
And which is to say,
我粉身碎骨，我不都承认，不承认你是神。
Even if I'm crushed completely, I would not acknowledge you.
我粉身碎骨，我也不要接受你的权柄。
And even if I'm crushed completely, I would not accept your authority.
我就是这样跟你拼到底。
Then I will insist and oppose you to the very end.
弟兄姊妹，你看到这个是什么？
Brothers and sisters, what do you see here?
这个不是撒旦的那个心里所存的那个意念吗？
Isn't it the heart desire of Satan?
弟兄姊妹，你可以想象。
Brothers and sisters, you can imagine.
等到那一天。
Until that day.
撒旦给扔到火湖里头的时候，
When Satan is thrown into the lake of fire,
如果我们能检查他的心思的，
If we can examine his
heart, 你以为他服吗？
You think he would be submissive?
我想他还是不服。
I don't think he would be submissive.
那最近我在学房里头有个同学问了一个问题。
And there's a student in the Academy of Christ asked this question.
那个问题大概是这样，我记不清楚了。撒旦既然想着神要借着，神要借着耶稣，他的神的儿子来，神的儿子的死来对付他。
That Satan knows God would use the death of his son to deal with him.
那撒旦为什么又要把神的儿子逼到上十字架呢？
Then why would Satan force the Son of God to go on the cross?
那不是自讨苦吃吗？
Isn't that he's finding difficulties for himself?
大概的意思是这样。
I think that's the question.
弟兄姊妹，你看这很有意思。
And that's very interesting, brothers and sisters.
是啊，你要神的儿子死，那就是等于他用死来对付我。
It's true if you cause the Son of God to die.
我绝对不能让他死才行。
Then he would deal with me with his death. Then I should prevent it.
逼着他的，把他逼得上十字架。
But what he did was to force him to the cross.
这不是很难忍受吗？
Isn't it hard to take?
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
当时那个同学问出这个问题。
So when the student asked that question,
我就很简单的给他回答。
And I gave him a very simple reply.
我说你知道魔鬼的名字叫做撒旦。
And you know Satan, the devil is called Satan.
撒旦的意思就是抵挡者。
The meaning of Satan is the one who opposes.
他就是抵挡者。
He's there to oppose.
他明明知道神是至高的，他就是要抵挡。
He clearly knows that God is the highest, but he's there to oppose him.
他一直是抵挡。
And continue to oppose him.
永远不放弃那个抵挡。
And he would never give up.
那用另外一个话来说是什么？
And to put in other words,
我不服输。
That I'm not willing to admit that I'm defeated.
弟兄姊妹们，他就是这个不服输。
And he would not admit that he failed.
用我们中国人的话来说，我不信邪。我不信邪啊。我就不相信。
They say, I do not believe.
说是他硬顶了。
And then he would just oppose him.
说不能叫你死，他不让他死在十字架，他要叫他从殿顶上跳下来摔死。
That he would cause him to, he asked him to jump from the temple so that he would be crushed to death.
还要让人从山崖上把他推下去，把他也是把他摔死。
And he caused men to try to push him from the cliff.
他就是不能让他上十字架。
But he did not want him to go on the cross.
但是我们的主一直都不上当。
But our Lord did not fall for the tricks.
他不管了就是存着这一个了。
And he has this hard desire
不信邪
that I would not
就把你弄上十字架，看你又怎么样
I would not believe it that I would
弟兄姊妹，这个就叫做撒旦
put you on the cross, and this is what Satan is
这个就叫做抵挡者
this is the one who opposes
弟兄姊妹们
brothers and sisters
你现在看到撒旦在人的心思里边做工到一个何等深的地步
Now you can see how Satan has worked in man's heart to such a point
他把人鼓动到一个地步就在神的面前死不悔改 死也要撑下去
He has incited men to a point that they would not repent even to the point of death
在以色列的日子是这样
In the days of Israel, it's this way.
就将来大灾难的时候也是这样。
During the days of the great tribulation, it's the same.
我们感谢神。
We thank God.
他拯救了我们。
That he saved us.
他让他的儿子的生命做了我们的生命。
And the life of his son has become our life.
那我想我们不至于杀到这样的地步。
And we should not be in this condition.
我们所以不会杀到这个地步乃是神的怜悯
And the reason that we would not fall into such condition is God's mercy
按照我们的本性我们一样会杀到这个地步
According to our nature we could fall into such condition
但是感谢神
But thank God
神怜悯我们
That God has mercy upon us
我们巴不得我们藏在他的怜悯当中
May it be that we're always under his mercy
不至于乐到以色列人当日的愚昧和将来在大灾难当中那些抵挡神的人的那种愚昧
so that we would not fall into the foolishness of the Israelites or the people during the days of the great tribulation
我们扯得远了
that we have gone a little bit
我们回到这里
now we return to
我们我特别提醒弟兄姊妹注意
and I'd like Brothers to take special note of it
在一大段的话的里面
Within all these words,
神借着何西亚先知的口说出神心里边的无奈和相通。
Through the mouth of Hosea, God tells of his sadness within his heart.
你说神甘心乐意管教他所买书的人吗
？And God is God willing to discipline the people he has redeemed? Is God is actually not willing to do it?
我们上礼拜看到十一章的时候，你就看到神那个心情。
And next week when we read chapter 11, you can see God's heart.
但是人的愚昧和无知一直把神顶撞到这样的一个地步。
But man's foolishness and the ignorance has opposed God to a point.
我们也看见这些顶撞带给神的伤痛。
And we can see the sadness is caused by this opposition.
那我们今天在主的面前就求主救我们脱离这样的愚昧。
So today before God, we ask that God would cause us to depart from this foolishness.
求主只让我们活在他的怜悯的中间。
And we'll ask God so that we can live within his, under his mercy.
不让我们落到神的任凭的手里。
So we will not fall into a condition that God would just let us go.
让我们能不住的借着神的怜悯维持我们一个讨神喜悦的心来等候那一天与主面对面
so that through God's by God's mercy we can continue to bless him to please him
我本来要准备看完十一章当中的但是时间上不许可了
I had planned to finish chapter 11 but time would not allow it
我们今天晚上就停在这里了。
And we'll end here this evening.